you're not good enough. You're just not good enough. And it's okay. There's a burden of performance that has to be met in life. And quite frankly, you are not good enough. And it is okay. You are worthy of your future self, but who you are today is not good enough. You know, every day I rise, I feel the morning, I contemplate my fate. And then I open up the chasm of reality to find places for me to improve in everyday life. And I don't know about you guys, but the possibility that I am not good enough inspires me to wake up and try my best every single day. I can't be abnormal here. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to another edition of the Sunday Special. It is episode 2 of the Sunday Special. We are keeping consistency going on this fine Sunday. I think the Sunday Special is going to find its legs in this regard. Hopefully, you're listening from the comfort of your own home. Hopefully, you're about to clean up your house. Hopefully, you're about to clean up your room. Wake up, clean your room, stretch, breathe. And another thing, ladies and gentlemen, please buy a journal. Buy a journal or notebook, whatever. It doesn't have to be a cutesy journal. But just buy something to contain your thoughts within. I went to sleep last night with an overwhelming sense of gratitude. But that gratitude is mixed with a goddamn. I am so grateful that I have the opportunity to self-improve. And the reason why this thought proliferated last night, and I'm recording this morning in a manner that is more direct, is because I realized. So I recorded an episode on Wednesday of the podcast. This is going to be very, 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 very intimate. I recorded an episode on Wednesday of the podcast. It was the third transmission, I believe. And like I promised, we were going to talk about attention. And I went on a tangible, attentive, focused, pulpity type of dialogue and diatribe direct to the source. But then as I was playing it back to myself, I said, I can't put this out. And the reason why I can't put this out, the reason why nobody will ever hear that episode, is because it sounded harsh. It sounded harsh. And you know how I started the episode of the podcast by saying, you're not good enough. That's my internal dialogue. That's what I tell myself to keep myself going and motivated. You guys don't need that. You guys don't need my internal dialogue, but what I am hoping for the Sunday Special to be, I hope the Sunday Specials function as two things. Housekeeping. I come on this podcast and I just check in and I let you know how I'm feeling, how you guys are feeling, my observations for the week, and podcast news. That's why the Sunday Specials are going to be relatively short. Might end up creating some sort of segment for it to live within. And then I started to think about the podcast in general and how the formula is live with me as I live with you. Walk with me as I walk with you. I am not a man above. I am not a man below. I am a man side by side with you all, walking this spiritual path of life. A listener reached out to me this past week and asked me a question about the podcast. I'm gonna set up an email, beingcentered@gmail.com, pretty soon, so we can have a more intimate experience with each other, so I can listen and respond. Because like I said on the last transmission, I want to build a grassroots type of feel, a feel where we're just in this together, man. We're in this together. There's a shift coming. There's a tectonic shift of spirit on the way. And what I want to do is get my brothers and my sisters ready for the path ahead. That's my only goal. My only goal. I used to use this analogy to my friends and family about the life that I live, about the things I hold dear. They would always ask me, Rice, why are you never in a state of turmoil? Why is your state of being peaceful? Why do you never need help? And it's because two things. Thing number one, I truly believe the divine ordained me, and all I do is walk in the path of the divine. Number two, I used to use an analogy of green pastures. I am sitting on a field of green pastures, and I look beyond and I see dead grass. And I see the people that I love, at times they jostle between the dead grass and the green pastures. And I say, man, I think I know the formula to get us all on green pastures. I think sometimes I know the formula to get us all on green pastures, but I'm not sure if it translates across all people. And the reason why is because it starts with that opening statement I made. You are not good enough, but you are worthy of your future self. You are not good enough, but you are worthy of your future self. See, the ego protects us from that level of self-critique. It shields us. The ego is like the Heisman Trophy. One leg up, stiff arm. It's blocking all type of penetrative thought from entering the domain of perception. It does not allow too deep of critique. Because, ladies and gentlemen, I want to say, if you are your toughest critic, but you are your toughest critic because you want the object of your desire, which is you, to improve, then the sky is the limit. You know, from time to time, I give relationship advice. And the number one most consistent problem with relationships is criticism. The man can't take criticism and the woman can't take criticism. Or the man is being critiqued so much that when he gets his turn to critique the woman, it's really, really harsh. It's really harsh because they've been waiting for the moment to let the woman hear his voice. So the problem then becomes, if you're spending all your time pointing that finger out into the world, at what point do you point that finger towards yourself? And the more we focus on ourselves, the better the universe will be for it. Because the universe is dependent upon each and every one of us becoming our best selves. It's dependent upon it. The future of humanity depends on your growth. Because if you do not grow, then neither does humanity. See, we're a symbiotic species, which means we feed off of each other. So I got an email from a listener, a long-time listener, and he asked me two questions. Question number one, he asked, why does he feel like he enjoys the podcast more now than he did before? Question number two was, is this now a religious podcast? Are you Bishop T.D. Jakes? When he asked me that question, I thought back to 2 years ago. 2 years ago, I was at a repass of one of my friends. He had passed away. And it was a moment where we gathered in his honor. And in the gathering, one of my friends, who would listen to the podcast from time to time, came to me and said, hey man, what's going on with the direction of the pod? I liked it at first, but it started to change. And this wasn't the first time that I've had this type of conversation. I remember when I first started the podcast, it was strictly movie reviews. I would only do movie reviews, or I'd only talk about movies and pop culture. And that's because I was watching a lot of movie reviews and pop culture type of panel discussions on YouTube a lot. So that was a part of my diet, so to speak. And so I thought, wow, this would be a fun thing to do. Get a microphone and talk about movies, because I love movies. I love the culture of cinema. And so that became the formula of the podcast. And so once I made the transition to talk about life and politics, that became a shock to some listeners. And my friend, not the one who I'm talking about at the repast, but one of my friends said, yo, you're talking a lot about pro-blackness here. I don't think I can hang. It was a Yacoubian. It was a white who made this comment. And I said, okay, fair. I'm not going to stop talking about blackness. You're lost, buddy. Maybe you can take the moment to hear and listen. But also, maybe I wasn't communicating the issues with a nuance. Maybe it was too inside baseball for him to understand. And that's a realization that I'm having in hindsight. But in the moment, I thought, I'm not going to stop talking about pro-blackness. I'm just not. But I was able to understand, oh, it's hard to please so many masters. It's hard. So at the repast, a similar conversation happened where my friend said to me, shout out to you, Jeffrey. It was a very eye-opening thing that you said, if you're listening. He said to me, what's going on with the direction of the podcast? And at this time, I was trying more explorative, expose-based podcasts. I wanted to see if I could stretch the medium. And ironically, and I'm not going to, it's impossible for me to say that I started this because I'm so far outside of the mainstream dialogue of podcasting. But it's now what I was trying to do with the content is commonplace. It's commonplace where if you look at episodes like the Cosby Conundrum, I think I've long, it's on my other RSS feed, the Cosby Conundrum or Kanye's Kingdom. It was going to be profiles based on people, but the form, it was scripted. There was sound effects. There was interviews interspliced between. It was very, 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 very interesting stuff. And I was just inspired to expand my creativity within the medium and just try new things. And what came out of that was me flexing my muscle, me working out. But when Jeffrey asked me that, I said, damn, he enjoyed the thing my previous friend didn't, which is the discussions about life, not just movies. He enjoyed the wider dialogue. And the reason why I talked about movies so heavily in storytelling is because storytelling is about self-development. When you follow a character's arc from beginning, middle, and end, you are along the journey of their spiritual development, whether you like it or not. If you watch The Lion King, it's a story of spiritual development. And maybe one day I will break down The Lion King from a psychological perspective, because there's also deep psychological messages that are archetypal. And the reason why The Lion King resonates across generations is because there's archetypes at play that we understand from a primal lens. We understand intrinsically Simba's journey to become a man. We understand that. We understand intrinsically the yearning for Hakuna Matata, but the impossibility of it inside of the society. We understand that. We understand the necessity to bear responsibility as a man, because bearing responsibility gives purpose. We must go back to Pride Rock. We understand that. You can't stay in the outskirts. You can't live Hakuna Matata forever. You have to get in the game. We understand that intrinsically as people. But the one thing that we don't understand is we're not good enough. And how we can have that conversation with ourselves. We can stare in the water and see our reflection. See the things that we're projecting onto ourselves in the water and still say, I'm not good enough. And how do I become better? So for the second question that the listener offered towards me, he said, is this a religious podcast? I imagine that him asking that implies that does one need to know God in order to listen to this podcast? And I say, no, you don't need to know God. You don't need to be a religious person to understand and listen to this podcast. What you do have to do is understand. You have to understand that from my vantage point, very limited, hole in scope. My vantage point is a peephole. It's not a window. It's a peephole. So I'm looking at life to the best of my ability. See, some of y'all haven't even walked up to the door to see out the people. See, there's levels. There's levels. Some of y'all think you guys are looking at life out of the window. Like you guys had to have a nice view and you see it all and understand it all. Great. But from my vantage point, which is the size of a peephole, the only way or the best way to become whole in this reality as a man is to bow down to some higher principle. Because by bowing down to a higher principle like God, it keeps your ego in check and it helps you grow as a man. It's a scientific rationale for me. Because if you allow yourself to be subordinate to a higher principle, to serve something greater than you, you realize that your power isn't all powerful. And then you begin to act that out into the world. So the best way to self-development is through God. The second best way is by looking at your mother and father, taking their good traits and bad traits and say, I want that and I don't want that. I like that. I like what my dad does there. I don't like what my dad does there. Oh, I see that inside of myself. I want to remove that. I like what my mom does here. I don't like what my mom does here. I want to take this aspect of her and remove that. Doing the work. Doing the work. See, in this life, you're not going to escape the work. A lot of us want certain outcomes, but do not want to put in the work. Are afraid to even articulate to ourselves that you might be a bad person. You might be. Some of us don't even entertain the notion that we might be bad people. Like, think about this. Go on Instagram. How many people do you follow? How many people are following you? You think none of the people that you follow are bad people? You think everybody that you are watching, paying attention to, whether it's celebrity or not, you think everybody's a good person? No. So what, and you have to think, well, maybe I am the bad person. But you have to start thinking about the possibility that you might be shit. Because that's the only way that you can grow. That is the only way. You have to wrestle with the possibility that you might not be good enough. But you must do it with love and care and compassion. See, that's what self-love is. Self-love is not this fluffy thing that we have called it to be. That you do no wrong. That everybody is wrong and you're right and everybody's mean, so you have to love yourself. All these beauty standards are harsh. All these standards of masculinity are tough and rigid. I love myself. All these standards of femininity are tough. I love myself. You are a king. No, unfortunately, that is false, my brothers and sisters. It's false. We've been lied to. Especially in the black community, we've been lied to. You are not a king. You are not a queen just for merely existing and just for merely the skin on your back. You are not a king or a queen just for that. You have to put the work in. You have to put the work in. The narrative that I've seen proliferating in the black community over the last 5 years is and has been detrimental to our growth and development because it allows us to present ourselves as we are. Just show up
been attended. Now you run around telling hoes that I ain't popping. They told me black style helping niggas score.
Wrong. But instead, you're not good enough. John Stockton. Instead of eating $200 steaks. You're not. I was with niggas eating burritos and a bowl of top ramen. They told me this show earn something while you get your blessings.
I moved closer to them niggas and kept on rocking. Should be in the NFL with Rock. Instead of that, I sold pussy to white collar Johnsons. Gina offered me 10,000 to stop sending bitches. Said no, next week Raymond was in the coffin. Fly out to Denver with this hoe and go check some bands. Instead, I'm in Calais house with P-Lo grinding. We ain't even running the same race. I swear to God, I'm not mad over that shit y'all did. We straight. Talked about me like a dog. When you get mad, you like to throw shit back in my face. Niggas broke holes and went against the grain. It's all good, I ain't mad at the end of the day. Jealousy is a disease. I'ma ask you, ho niggas, can you stay away? And we ain't even running the same race. I swear to God, I'm not mad over that shit y'all did me straight.
If I see him, I'ma get the man. Pray I never do up here, the case is federal, they bit the hand. Pussy wet enough to river dance. No time for the bitch, mind fixed on bigger plans. Course she love me when I'm in demand. I ain't see you in the field, you was in the stands. Hey, when niggas politic behind the mic stand. That's the quickest way to shorten up your lifespan. My friends all got hot ones. And a real nigga T-shot one. Thuggin' still, nigga, I do not run. Bet a 100 mil net to get the job done. Black folk die, tryna wait till God come. I'ma save me now, tryna make a play today. Catch me on the rebound, 2-3 rounds. Put the Eddie Street out, wanna beef. Cause you wanna beat me deep down. Gotta be a better way. Heavy stepper, tryna step away. I don't wanna go to heaven gates. That bitch life, don't be giving niggas second days. Can't get right, ain't no talking when it's up there. Niggas never gave a fuck here. I'm from where the hate real, but the love rare. You would never dare to come near. North.
Talked about me like a dog. When you get mad, you like to throw shit back in my face. Niggas broke holes and went against the grain. It's all good, I ain't mad at the end of the day. Jealousy is a disease. I'ma ask you, ho niggas, can you stay away? And we ain't even running the same race. I swear to God, I'm not mad over that shit y'all did me straight. This year, some people turned their back on me. Niggas out of fed and shared beds. We had a sleepover, talk whack about me. They told my family I was catting. Said I was a thief and I was out here sipping the freaks. Whenever you free, you should pull up to the class I teach. You can lie to them hoes all the fuck you want. You can lie to them hoes all the fuck you want. But deep inside your bitch ass, no facts about me. I could've had your face smashed on your head like a barber. I could've fucked your baby mama in front of your daughter. I could've had all you niggas stripped. Spit on, knocked out, woke up, all in that order. I could've ran down no niggas with Mo Mike Chopper. They Dominique, he talked me out of Swiss cheese in your Honda. Took all my jewelry just to see how these hoes would treat me. If I'm so boosy, why the fuck you niggas wanna be me? Line in your CD, I should use that bitch as a frisbee. My mama think one of the niggas around me gon' kill me. Being nice got me hurt. Never said no when they asked for it, drugs and all. Don't wanna kill these fake niggas. I want them alive so they can watch a real nigga ball. We ain't even running the same race. I swear to God, I'm not mad over that shit y'all did. We straight. Talked about me like a dog. When you get mad, you like to throw shit back in my face. Niggas broke holes and went against the grain. It's all good, I ain't mad at the end of the day. Jealousy is a disease. I'ma ask you, ho niggas, can you stay away? And we ain't even running the same race. I swear to God, I'm not mad over that shit y'all did. We straight. Jealousy is a disease. I'ma ask you, ho niggas, can you stay away? And we ain't even running the same race. I swear to God, I'm not mad over that shit y'all did. We straight.